Welcome to Sabrina Artel's Trailer Talk. I'll bring you all kinds of stories from all kinds of people. Whether it's a live public conversation and we're speaking from the kitchen table of my 1965 Beeline travel trailer, from the studios or on the streets, please sit back and enjoy the conversation right here this time every week. With Trailer Talk's Frack Talk Marcellus Shale Water Project, we're exploring the impact of natural gas drilling and fracking on our water resources and the issues being debated in our neighborhoods throughout the United States and globally. We're facing a complete shift in the shale regions as the largest ever concentration of gas lies beneath our feet. Who are we and what decisions will we make?
Somebody, give me water. Give me water, give me water.
The land with its majesty, its open wild spaces, and its mysterious, necessary diversity is more valuable than piles of gold. These mountains and the river valleys, with their beauty that feeds my soul and that nourishes us so generously, is at present being compromised by the trading of land for leases in this Marcellus Shale region. This is the place that I call home, and where I listen to the singing of the trees and the songs of the water, where I hear the magical pulse of life and of the possibility of future. What happens if the energy companies buy it and we become swallowed by the deadly chemicals, by radioactive materials, and the polluted water that provides life for everything? It is Wednesday, October 28th, 2009, and I am here at the Sullivan County Community College in Lock Sheldrake, New York, in the Sullivan County Catskills for the DEC hearing about the natural gas drilling in the watershed. People are gathering. I'm here outside of the Selig Theater, the auditorium where the hearing will be taking place. The hearing begins. Sign up about 6 o'clock.
My name is Stu Gruskin, and as I mentioned, I'm the Executive Deputy Commissioner of the State DEC.
All right, so we are gathered here today. People are filling the lobby of the Selig Theater here at the Sullivan County Community College. So share with us what this hearing is about.
Okay. This is an opportunity for members of the public to provide us with comments on the draft supplemental generic environmental impact statement that's applicable to the kind of gas drilling that all the people here are concerned about.
Okay, so what are some of the concerns?
When DEC first got involved in this, we took a look at what our current regulatory program was and identified a whole series of issues that we thought needed to be addressed in order for appropriate permitting of this type of drilling that's proposed. And the concerns, to a large extent, revolve around water. People are concerned about water consumption. They're concerned about the use of a lot of water, millions of gallons of water, combined with chemicals to do the actual fracking. They're concerned about whether that might have impacts on groundwater. They're concerned about the disposal of the waste that comes from this process, and a host of other things. And frankly, our document is a menu of all of those concerns. Well, I think the reason that behind me there's a big room full of people is that this legitimately is a very contentious and very controversial issue. We have never tried to minimize the potential environmental impacts from this. The reason that we've taken the time that we have to look at this is because we recognize that there are significant impacts that can result. We want to make sure that if it's done, it's going to be done the right way.
So what about the DEP and the DEC? I mean, of course, now there's this very interesting battle that is occurring between New York City and the watershed and clean water being provided to New York City through upstate New York and the role of the DEC. So
well,
I'm very curious.
I mean,
it's potentially historic, right?
Well, we have been full partners with New York City from the inception of the filtration avoidance determination. And Commissioner Grannis has made it clear over and over when asked this question that we're not going to permit anything that we believe is going to actually have an adverse impact in the city watershed. It's also really important to point out that our mission is not just protecting New York City's watershed.
Yeah.
Our mission is protecting every watershed. It's not just New York City that's entitled to the kinds of mitigation measures that are in our document. We designed this to protect these we design these proposals to apply statewide in all areas. And based upon the science, based upon the geology, based upon the engineering, the proposals we have put on the table mitigate those impacts. But what we're hoping to get from these public hearings...
Yeah, I was going to ask you that.
We would like to know from the public where they think we've gone wrong. Have we gone too far in some respects? Have we not gone far enough in other respects? So I'm hoping that we're not going to get people coming in and just saying, gas drilling is the greatest thing that's ever happened to New York, or gas
since
drilling,
Wonder Bread.
We'll listen to everyone's opinion, but yeah, that doesn't really help us. And in order for people to have an impact on what the final document's going to say, we need to know why they believe what they believe. We need people to come in and say, the mitigation measures that you propose aren't going to do the job because, as opposed to just saying, like I read in some press release today, somebody said, this is a... I don't remember exactly what they called it, but it was a conclusion. A conclusion by itself isn't going to help us. We really value the public input. We want to get good, substantive feedback from all the stakeholders. We want it from industry. We want it from the environmental advocates. We want it from the landowner coalitions. We want it from the local governments. And we want it from somebody who might be looking out at a well pad someday. So if people come tonight and at the other public hearings, or if they use all of the means that we have available for comments, we have an online form, we have email, we'll even rely on old-fashioned mail.
So we're in Trailer Talk, huh?
That's right. This is the extended table, the kitchen table of Trailer Talk. We're here in Loch Sheldrake for the hearing with the DEC.
I'm Maria Grimaldi, and I live outside of Youngsville, New York. I guess I'm an avid environmentalist. I have a small organic farm. I am a member of the Catskill Mountain Keeper Association. I'm a former Cornell Cooperative Extension educator. I was on the board of directors of the Sullivan County Soil and Water Conservation District. And I'm very concerned about these issues that are coming before us. Very concerned.
And Maria, what are your concerns?
My concern is that for those of us, and I know there's more than just me, so many people have worked so hard to take care of our beautiful environment up here, our water resources, our farmland, the trees, the animals, the peace and the quiet, and to allow an industry that is so polluting as this hydrofracking operation of going for natural gas to come into the Catskill Park, the National Park area along the Delaware River and in the Catskill Forest is, to me, totally outrageous. I just don't understand, what are they thinking?
To allow that within the watershed, which supplies water to
The New York City watershed, of course, the Catskill Forest Preserve, which is part of our watershed, and the Delaware River Basin, which is part of our watershed. It's just outrageous to allow an industry to come in to help make money for a handful of people and put all of our natural resources in jeopardy.
What is the way of life that you want to see continue? Specifically, your concerns, you say you're an organic farmer, you have a small farm, you've been very involved with the conservation movement, the different environmental groups, including the local Catskill Mountain Keeper here in the
Catskill Fly Fishing Association. Also, I've been in real estate, and frankly, I'm concerned about our property values. We rely primarily for our economic well-being on the tourism and second home industry. Who will want to live near this kind of an industry? I actually saw a natural gas drilling operation in New Mexico, so I'm not just pulling things out of a hat. I drove through one a few years back in New Mexico. My daughter went to school at the University of New Mexico, and we happened to get stuck in a natural gas drilling operation on a Navajo Indian reservation. And it was awful, Sabrina. I mean, you wouldn't want to be anywhere near one of these things. The traffic, the tanks, the dust, the noise, the lights, this is not something that's going to invite tourists and second homeowners to come here and invest in good properties. Who is going to benefit from this operation? A handful of landowners who, for whatever reasons, whether they are financially strapped or whether they're just greedy, or these big companies such as Halliburton, do we need to go there again? I mean, who are the real terrorists here coming into an area that is so peaceful and so beautiful And all right, maybe a little impoverished right now, but you know, there's nothing wrong with a little poverty once in a while. It humbles us.
So what are you doing, Maria? What are you doing to fight then?
Everything I can. I've done some writing about it, trying to build awareness and educate people who think that, I've heard so much, well, if they do it right, it'll be okay. But if you study this hydraulic fracturing process, which is so aggressive in the way it pushes millions of gallons of water into the soil.
So, Maria, you were talking then about the fracking, the process.
Right.
Could you describe for us what that fracking is?
It's an extremely aggressive way of extracting, and it hasn't been that well tested, even though some of the representatives of the gas companies say that they've been doing it for years. Maybe they've been doing it for years, but they've also had a number of accidents, explosions, and contaminated water supplies. The most recent ones have been in nearby Pennsylvania, actually, and that's what I'm going to talk about tonight when I comment.
Maria, what are you talking about tonight? We're here, we're at the DEC hearing, and they have made a statement, and that's what people, what's 800-page statement?
Yes,
correct?
The GEIS.
So the GEIS statement, so people are here to give their thoughts, their opinion on this statement. What are your thoughts? What will you be sharing tonight the DEC?
This statement, as I see it, is an 800-page statement that basically enables an industry that is basically a polluting industry to operate in our state. It's an enabling statement. It's not a regulatory statement, and it certainly doesn't exclude any of those practices that could pollute and harm the environment. I'm going to quote from some recent articles that talk about the various accidents that have happened lately. And the other thing I want to talk about is our government, our state government, who are helping, it seems, to enable these industries to come in. I question the statement, where they got their information from. We need to know that. We need to demand that information. If our government and the DEC are in bed with industry, this is a very bad thing.
And Maria Grimaldi, then, what potentially could this do to your home? You live here, you live in Sullivan County in Youngsville, New York. What are your concerns?
My concerns is that when I don't think that there will be any drilling very, very close to me, but it will be in my backyard, and it's NIMBY, not in my backyard. That's it. It's a horrible industry, and I don't want it here.
Thank you so much, Maria Grimaldi.
Yeah, I've had a lot of conversations. I used to, at the gym, people would say, well, my mother is doing this, and she's going to sublet, or, you know, lease her land, finally going to make some money, and, you know, our values have to change. Are we only alive for a short period of time so we can accumulate wealth? It just sounds so sick to do that, to be that way, to go back. We're going back. We're going to have a, you know, major meltdown is happening all over the United States with people, jobs. They're starting to realize in Michigan, my family, my sister's kids are talking about what Bush did, which I never would have heard 5 years ago.
Your family in Michigan?
Yeah.
You think people are becoming more aware of
that? They're very aware of it because all around them, everyone is losing their jobs. I mean, to get your job, to get down your job let off from a good job at General Motors when you're 49 years old is too much. These are people that have worked, you know, since they got out of high school. They didn't go to college. They started in a factory. They had very good jobs. They have a, you know, really a great life. And then suddenly at 49, and it's all over the country that way. I don't have an answer for anything, but I definitely think that people should reassess their whole life and find out what's important. And my name is Suzanne Bevier, and it's a really good chocolate
brownie.
Oh, good. I made them today. They're fresh. We're at the DEC hearing. This is one of three more that they have scheduled at this point, addressing their supplemental generic environmental impact statement on the oil, gas, and solution mining regulatory program, Marcellus Shale. Whew, that's a mouthful. So there are many people. The auditorium is filled. There are people standing in the hallways.
My name is Charlie Halleck. I'm the elected highway superintendent for the town of Lumberland.
Charlie Halleck, so you spoke just now. You gave your statement during this hearing with the DEC. So what did you say, and what are your reasons for that?
Well, my biggest reasons were I want the drilling companies to contact, or the DEC to contact, or make sure the towns are contacted as soon as possible when this event takes place, so that we can protect our infrastructure, because it costs so much to repair it, and we have to protect the taxpayers.
So do you, would you say you're for, you're against, you're indifferent, you don't know?
I'm for gas drilling.
And you're for, and why? What are your reasons?
My reasons are people are losing their homes, they're losing their farms, they're losing a lot here in Sullivan County, and this is a big plus. We're sitting on a gold mine, and it's there. As long as it's done correctly, it's done properly, and everything is saw to that we can make sure that it's done correctly, that I don't have a problem with this.
And Charlie, are you sure that it will be done correctly? What about other places across the country, like Montana and Texas and Wyoming, and now across the river in Pennsylvania, where it's not going so well, where things are polluted? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's not a good thing, but I'm thinking that with the things that we have in place from the DEC, those other places I don't believe had this kind of structural, I don't know what the word would be, but there's rules involved here, and I don't know if there was rules involved in other places. I think money was thrown around, and they came in there with big money, and people jumped on it, and I'm not sure that was done correctly. With the DEC and what they've done over the last year implementing this, or trying to get this implemented, I think maybe it will be done correctly, and it will be overseen so that it is done correctly.
And Charlie, would you be willing to change your mind if things reveal themselves to not be done?
Absolutely. I am open-minded here.
So you are. So at this juncture,
correct.
You support it, but you would be open to the possibility of not if things change.
Correct. I am absolutely. But we do need some help here in Sullivan County somehow, some way.
And what about your neighbors? Do you know? Hi, are you a neighbor?
Yes.
You're his neighbor?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my goodness. Please introduce yourself.
Okay, I'm Norm Sutherland. I'm the highway superintendent for the town of Highland, which is Charlie's neighbor. We live, our town is right next door to Charlie's.
Okay, so.
Well, agreeing with Charlie by 100% with, but I believe that the DEC, and that's why we're here this evening, is to make sure that everything is going to go all right. Everybody's putting their, if you want to call it, 2 cents in, to try to keep everything on board and keep going along, and maybe improve on what any problems there are or whatever. And there is serious problems, let's stop it, you know, but whatever it takes.
Well, you're both with the highway department, right?
Right?
So infrastructure, right? Stress on the roads, influx of population. So what would you like to see happen if the gas drilling moves forward?
There's some way in some mechanism in place, and that's what we've been working for the last year and a half. Charlie and I and a bunch of others.
And what would that be?
All different kinds of permits, oversight, you know, to make sure that the damage is paid for, so there's no increase in taxes or strain on our public, to go along and try to improve on what anybody else has had a problem with, is what we're trying to do. We have to do something.
So,
yeah, I agree with that 100%.
But is this the something, natural gas drilling?
Who knows? It's here.
It's here.
It's something.
It's a chance. It's better than nothing.
But why is it better than nothing? See, that's
because
not, why.
What else do we have?
If we lose our drinking water, if our wells get polluted.
I'm in favor of losing our drinking water.
The working man has been paying forever around here, and it's just come to the point where we can't afford to live here anymore. And something has to be done.
Either you got to stop all the giveaways, or you got to try to get something in this country, in this county. The giveaways are eating this county alive, and that's what we're here for tonight, to make sure things are done the right way.
Charlie Halleck.
Norm Sutherland.
Thank you so much, Charlie and Norm.
You know, if the FRAC Act finally gets passed in Congress, maybe that'll start to bring more sanity to this process. I mean, it's crazy that we're fighting for our roads. I mean, this is crazy. This is,
Another thing that's just small, just recently, New York State enacted a no burning barrels.
Yeah, right.
So we don't pollute the air, but these gas companies can come in and put anything they want when they flare those wells into the air, and I can't burn my newspapers.
I know, it's hilarious.
It is. It's.
And plus, the landfills are going to fill up so quick now that there's not going to be any place to put it. And I can honestly say that I didn't go to the transfer station more than a half a dozen times a year with my recyclables. I burned what I could burn, and I composted what I could compost. And now you don't dare do that.
Mm-hmm.
So why should they be able to come in and not answer any questions? I can get a $1,000 fine for burning my barrel, and they're here
good
doing
point,
what they want.
Good point.
There's a lot yet to be uncovered here, or to be created. And I think that's what the seven towns, you know, that Ed and I participate in, this multi-municipal task force. I think that's what we're doing. We're being creative and trying to figure out what are the best things that we can do in this situation. Mm-hmm. We haven't even begun to address the financial issues. And that is the property tax is the other area under ECL 23 where we do have some rights.
Towns that we put together, we've agreed to stay together now and to discuss other things other than the road impact.
So could you name the towns?
Yeah.
Lumberland, Highland, Tustin, Calicoon, Coshecton.
Delaware.
Fremont,
that's it.
And Paul, anything you'd like to share?
I'm a volunteer, a citizen volunteer, and it's just been really great working with these towns and the elected officials. I mean, these people are amazing. They're amazing. They work so hard. They're so capable. They know so much about what's going on, and that's been really inspiring.
My wife said to me, I wish you were getting paid for this.
Yeah, well.
Don't we all?
Yeah, right.
but have a brownie.
yeah, delicious
but
brownies.
You know, when you get involved in this, and I'm sure Paul feels the same way, it's from here. It's from your heart when you really get into this. Because you're not just doing it for yourself. You're doing it for your neighbor, and you're doing it for the kids that are going to grow up later on. And maybe we'll save something, maybe we won't, but we're sure trying like hell.
You sure are. Well, thank you, Ed Jackson, and
Paul Hines. Right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm Adrian Pachano. I live in Youngsville, which is in Sullivan County in the Catskills.
And you've submitted a letter to the DEC.
This is my letter to the New York State DEC in regards to their draft environmental impact statement that deals with gas drilling in Marcellus Shale regions. In regard to the draft environmental impact statement for Marcellus Shale drilling, I would like to ask the DEC do the following. Approve no permits for gas wells unless you have extended the public comment period on the draft EIS to 120 days beyond November 30th, 2009, and hold more public hearings throughout the Marcellus, Shale, and downstream regions. A comprehensive wastewater plan that takes our state's aging and inadequate wastewater systems into account. A plan to assure that local officials will have the staffing and training to inspect and monitor drilling operations and respond to accidents. A thorough and comprehensive study of the cumulative impacts on lands within the blue line of the Catskill Park and the New York City watershed. Provisions that protect our land, both in and outside of the New York City watershed, from the contamination and depletion of our local water supply by drilling companies. Protection of our roads and personal land from excessive truck traffic, toxic and radioactive loads, open pit capture ponds, and multi-story rigs. So those are six things that I'm asking specifically the DEC to do before they approve any permits for gas drilling in our area.
So, Adrian, the very first hearing was Wednesday, October 28th at Sullivan County Community College in Lock Sheldrake, New York, which is in the Sullivan County Catskills, and you attended that one. And the second one was November 10th, and that November 10th DEC hearing was in New York City at Stuyvesant High School. So what has the process been for you? If you could share with us a little bit about yourself, the process for you in the conclusion you've drawn about natural gas drilling in the area where you live, and what the difference was, your impressions between the Sullivan County DEC hearing and the New York City DEC hearing.
Well, I grow food for a living. I'm a gardener. And so anything that I learn about that could potentially threaten our water supply, I try to become informed on and try to form an educated opinion. The Lock Sheldrake hearing, it was my first encounter with the bulk of the information I know now. So I was learning who the key players were. I was learning what the real issues were. And I was also learning what was the general feel of Sullivan County residents who turned out. There were about 300 people that turned out at the Locke Sheldrake hearing. And so I was sort of gathering research at that point. And for the purpose of formulating the letter I just wrote, I really wanted to have more background, more information. I wanted to hear both sides of the story. And so out of that meeting came that letter I just read. Based on the kind of testimonies that were made at the Locke Sheldrake hearing, I think that people were testifying from a personal perspective, like, because this is going to happen in our backyard. People were not so much addressing the DEC's environmental impact statement. They were addressing their personal feelings about gas drilling in general. Almost every testimony, either someone got up and said, here's why I think gas drilling is a bad idea, or in some cases, a few people got up and said, I'm in support of gas drilling. It was a very emotional hearing because people were so, you know, it's going to be in our face if this happens. And so people got up and read personal testimony and said, you know, I'm a farmer, or I take care of Sullivan County's roads, and, you know, this is how it's personally going to impact me. So either I'm for it or I'm against it. At the New York City hearing, it was more people addressing the DEC and specifically the draft that's in place to lay down the law for what gas drilling companies can and can't do. So a lot of lawyers like NRDC and representatives from congressional districts in and around New York City spoke, mostly to caution against haphazard practices of gas drilling. So they were specifically addressing the DEC's document, and that DEC document really is the plan that would protect this area and the New York City watershed from haphazard practices in gas drilling.
On my way to this first DEC hearings, today I saw rainbow. It poured all day long in Liberty, New York, in the Sullivan County Catskills. And as I took Route 52 to get to the Sullivan County Community College for this DEC hearing, a rainbow came out. And I began to think about the beauty of this area and also the struggle that is happening here and what's happening right now with this question of natural gas drilling in the Marcellus Shale happening in this region. So today there are people in the auditorium, they're standing up along the stairs to listen to people's comments about their thoughts, their concerns, their issues, their specific examples of why they do or do not support natural gas drilling in this watershed region of New York State. What happens if we end up hating each other because protections are not put in place? What happens if we want to run but we have nowhere to go? What happens if instead of songs of beauty and the natural landscape, we hear the cries in the night of cracking and poisoned water tables? Without water, we will be pulling the trigger, guaranteeing our demise. So as I lift this pure sweet glass of Catskill water to my lips, I ask for the courage to find a better way to move through this life, and I demand that this land is protected so that we all can continue to have a home. No drilling until it is proven by the DEC to be safe, period.
I feel a taste of soul. I gotta have air to breathe.
To get more information, you can go to www.dec.newyork.gov/, and you can direct yourself to the Marcellus Shale Drilling Public Comment Period section of the website. From the kitchen table out on the road, I'm Sabrina Artell. Trailer Talk gratefully acknowledges the Park Foundation, the New York State Council on the Arts, and the Puffin Foundation for their generous support of our work. Special thanks to the Delaware Valley Arts Alliance in Narrowsburg, New York. We couldn't do this without you and its contributions from people like you that make this project possible. Please go to the Frack Talk section at www.trailertalk.net and talk to us. Thanks for joining me for Sabrina Artell's Trailer Talk. The music for the show, Patti Smith, People Have the Power, Michelle Ndege Ocello, Water. Trailer Talk is produced by Sabrina Artell. For more information, please visit trailertalk.net. Special thanks to WJFF Radio Catskill and the numerous people who have donated their time, resources, and conversations to make Trailer Talk possible. Thank you all who joined me in these conversations. I'm Sabrina Artell. Safe travels.